When it comes to your other related question about do we need a shared diagnosis, I would say, in my experience, there are two anchors to any kind of systems change. One is a shared aspiration of some kind, and that you can call that vision, mission, purpose, values. What do we have in common that we're trying to accomplish? And a shared understanding of not only what is happening that is keeping us from accomplishing that, but most importantly, why? Why, despite our best efforts, are we not able to accomplish what we say we really care about and want to accomplish? That requires a certain level of curiosity, which in turn requires a certain level of humility. And when I start working with people, the first thing I want to do is have them formulate a why question that they're going to answer. Because everybody comes in with a sense that we're part of the solution. Somebody else is part of the problem. I'm doing my best by optimizing my part of the system, but somebody else isn't doing what they need to be doing. And what we know about the improvement of system performance, system-wide performance, is that it's a function of improving the relationships among the parts of the system, not optimizing each part separately. So, a professor emeritus of leadership at Boston College, a guy named Bill Torbert, once said, "If you are not aware of how you are part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution." That's a very powerful statement because it relocates the sense of responsibility for what is to each of those people in the system. And to me, the greatest control that any of us have over a more complex system is through our own intentions, our own thinking, and our own actions. It doesn't mean it stops there, but it has to start there. If we spend most of our time complaining about and trying to manipulate other stakeholders, who aren't quote unquote doing what they're supposed to do, that system is not going to change. So I tell people when I work with them, I'm going to start with the assumption. And I ask people, how many of you feel you're part of the solution? Everybody raised their hand. How many of you think you're part of the problem? Maybe. Don't know. And to me, I tell everyone in the room, I believe I'm going to start with the assumption that you're all part of the problem, as well as part of the solution. Not to blame you, not to ask you to turn that blame in toward yourself, but to empower you. Because that's where you can start, not where you end. But it's where you can start. And so we develop a systems analysis that shows people how typically their best intentions to accomplish something are effective in the short term, but because of longer term unintended consequences, are not only disrupting and making it difficult for other stakeholders in the system, but also making it difficult for them to accomplish what they really accomplish. And that shared understanding of why, despite our best efforts, we're not able to accomplish what we really want to accomplish, that's a shared diagnosis, if you will. And I would also add to that, it's a shared diagnosis of the answer to a why question. The why question establishes a boundary for the system that is manageable for those of us who are here or whom we're trying to influence to address. Ironically, although we call them systems maps, they never map a whole system. That's a misleading term. At their best, to me, they map the answer to a focusing question that folks are concerned about.